When it comes to living with a dog, did you know that 1 + 1 = 3? Why would I say that? Because your state of mind affects your dog, and their feelings affect you. So together, you create an altogether third, unique mood state.
And depending on how you interact, you can radiate gloom or well-being. And depending on how you both are feeling, your dog can be successful in the world you live in, or perhaps shy away from it. I'm Caroline, a certified animal behaviourist with over a decade of helping pet parents like you support their dogs living in our hectic human world.
And I'm Linda. I'm a clinical psychologist, and I have over 40 years of experience working with families and individuals managing stress and anxiety. We're here to help you and your dog radiate well-being so that both of you can enjoy feelings of happiness, purpose, and joy.
Welcome to Supporting Both Ends of the Lead.
And I think it's time to get started, don't you?
In this starter episode, we thought you might be a little curious about who we are and how we got here. While we've worked together for many years, this podcast is something really special for us. Something we feel will help us share the energy and excitement that we enjoy when we work together and focus on supporting both ends of the lead.
We're both dog lovers, first and foremost. But the great thing is, we're also professionals, one in the human world and one in the canine world. That means we can be here for you with a double dose of well-being. For you and your dog.
Alongside being a certified animal behaviorist and qualified dog trainer, I'm also an applied canine zoo pharmacognosist, a real dog yoga instructor, writer for Edition Dog magazine, and a behavioral specialist for a number of pet brands. So you can see, for me, dogs are everything. Well, apart from my new mini human. My passion is on improving connections between human and hound, and I really like to focus on relationships as well as reducing the stress for the canines living in our hectic human world. I'm always likening the behavioural work I do as looking at the whole iceberg. Why an iceberg? Well, my clients tend to be focused, quite understandably, on the challenge in front of them, be that barking, lunging, separation-related challenges. But for that behaviour to present itself, there's something else going on beneath the waters. And when we look at dog behaviour, we need to address sleep, rest, balance of activities, the emotional state of you, the caregiver, breed traits, diet, and so, so much more. I feel it's only when we address all of these things that the behaviours are less likely to present themselves. Or, to continue the analogy, you no longer see the tip of that iceberg peeking over the water. Then we can dive into training and other behavioural support that's needed to guide our dogs towards more appropriate behaviours.
For me, I've been a dog lover first and foremost. When I was a child growing up in the middle of America, where there was space and space for all of us, we always had lots of dogs, and dogs were always my best friends. But at age 10, when I was cast in my first acting role, I was told to play the psychiatrist. So I think at that point, my career was set. And at university, I studied both research and later becoming a clinician, how to become a clinician. I've now worked over 40 years in the NHS and with a private practice alongside helping people with stress and anxiety and how to regain well-being. I've also broadcast on radio quite frequently. I'm an author of 5 self-help books on parenting and on stress management and also on mindfulness, which I'm sure you've heard of. I've written advice columns in the Times, The Telegraph, The Guardian, and The Daily Mail, as well as Psychology's magazine and Woman's magazine. So I've stretched my word as best I can. But this podcast is for me so special because it's a new way and a sharing way. And when I talk about sharing, it's relationships that we come back to every time in my clinical work. Relationships lay the foundation for well-being, be that as a parent, as a partner, as a friend, and so important as a dog lover and a pet parent. So hopefully you can see that we've got you covered with this brand new podcast. Speaking of which, Caroline, do you think we should chat about how the podcast has come to fruition?
Yeah, let's do that, Linda. So a little while ago, I was telling Linda about how once a week, I love to enjoy what I call my podcast walk. I visit somewhere spacious and easy for my dog to enjoy without needing too much of my guidance. It allows us both to be in our own heads for a little while, relaxing together. I plug into a podcast while my dog plugs into the scents around them, nose down. We both felt like it would be so lovely to be able to join you on a similar walk alongside your dog, while also helping you with tips to create the best relationship that you can.
Each of these dog walk podcasts is going to address a specific issue, one of the many challenges that we've helped other people deal with. But we're hoping to hear from you especially as well. What are the challenges that you're facing? We want to know because we want to talk about them on the podcast. We're here to help both in the podcasts, and may I remind you also of our Substack blog, which is also called Supporting Both Ends of the Lead. We hope you'll sign up for it.
So hopefully you're now relaxing next to your dog, enjoying that boost of feel-good hormones just being around them creates. Or perhaps you're out on your own podcast walk while you're listening in.
We hope you'll join us in this wonderful adventure.